Yes, it is indeed. Now, let's get a quick update on Kororo Kaipakihi, the business news with Nicholas Poynton. Nicholas, how did the markets end up?
Good morning, Corin. Well, Wall Street has receded further in the past hour and a half as traders are concerned that the US Federal Reserve will continue to hike up interest rates despite recent data which shows that the US economy is weakening. So the Dow Jones was down a fifth of a percent, the S&P 500 down a quarter of a percent, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ was down 1%. Our local top 50 index starts the day on 10,998. That's after gaining 184 points yesterday. That's its best session since the start of March. Since the start of March, that is. And the index is at its highest point since in 6 weeks. New Zealand dollar is trading at 63 US cents, 90.9 Australian, 51.3 British pence, 0.595 euro, 85.3 Japanese yen, and 4.22 Chinese yuan. Brent crude oil was up over $2 to $115.35 a barrel, and gold is down $4 to $1,822 an ounce. And time now just to tell you that the Electricity Authority has decided that Contact Energy and Genesis played no part in the blackouts that occurred on August 9th last year. Now, listeners will remember that power was cut off to about 34,000 homes in the North Island on one of the coldest nights of the year. The decision comes in response to a claim that was made by a handful of small retailers that the two big generators caused an undesirable trading situation. But in its decision, the authority said, and I quote, "The generation decisions made by Genesis and Contact were in the range of what the market might normally expect based on the circumstances at the time." And people will remember that earlier this year, the Electricity Authority held the grid operator Transpower accountable for the outages, citing poor coordination and power communication failures. Look, this announcement came out just about half an hour ago. We haven't had any response from any of the players involved, but I can guarantee that within an hour, there will be an announcement on the NZX from Contact and Genesis saying that they welcome this decision. And going off what the small retailers said last year when the preliminary decision came out, they will be extremely disappointed. But we'll bring you more coverage of the story, plus any other business news, in our next bulletin at about 12:15 in Midday Report.